Mother, is Maxwell House really the only coffee in the world?
Well, your father says so, and your father knows best.
Yes, it's Father Knows Best, transcribed in Hollywood, starring Robert Young as Father. A half-hour visit with your neighbors, the Andersons. Brought to you by America's favorite coffee, Maxwell House. The coffee that's always good to the last drop. There was once an ancient Greek, a lad named Zenobius, who probably didn't know a putter from the front end of a buggy whip. Yet in the year 154 A.D., he wrote, "Contests allow no excuses, no more do friendships." And if that doesn't describe the average golf tournament, it comes mighty, mighty close. Today in Springfield, in the white frame house on Maple Street, we find that things haven't changed a great deal in the last 18 centuries. Customs and costumes may have altered slightly, but people go on forever, like this.
But, Mother, the whole play depends on it. I told them I'd buy a new dress.
I'm sorry, Betty. You had no right to tell them anything like that.
Mother, you don't understand. I'm the star. I'm Camille. And how can Camille die in an old dress?
You just have to manage, dear.
The greatest opportunity of my life. Everyone will be watching me, and I have to die in that old rag. I'll just die.
I'm sure you will, dear.
Mother, you're not even listening. Why can't I just ask him?
Betty, I know it means a great deal to you, but try to think of the rest of us. Your father's having so much trouble with his car. Now, if you ask him for a new dress... Oh, dear, I told them to be careful.
Bud, what are you doing out there?
I wasn't doing anything, Mom.
Oh, he was too.
Kathy, you and Bud come in here this very minute.
Mother, couldn't we explain to him that it's really sort of an investment?
Betty, please, not now. Bud, what was that noise?
Noise? You mean just now?
Yes, just now.
You mean the noise that sounded like a window breaking?
Yes.
A window broke.
Bud, which window and who broke it?
It was the garage window.
And a rock broke it.
Mother, they've ruined everything. Now I'll never get the dress.
What did we do?
You broke a window, that's what. And Father will be all upset.
I didn't break a window. Kathy broke it.
I did not. You broke it just as much as I did.
I didn't even touch the rock.
Well, it was your golf club, and you told me what to do.
I did not.
You certainly did.
I certainly didn't.
Children, please. Your father will be home soon.
He's home now.
He is? Oh, dear. Kathy, don't you say anything to your father until I've had a chance to say... Yes, Jim?
I'm home.
We're in the kitchen, dear.
You would have let me have the dress. I know he would. Now he never will, and it's all your fault.
Mine?
Yes, yours. You and that junior grade Frankenstein.
Mother!
Betty, please, I will not have you...
Well!
Oh, hello, dear.
What's going on in here?
Hello, Father.
Hi, Dad.
Hello, Daddy.
How do you do, Clara, Lou, and Em? Hiya, honey.
Hello, dear.
As I said before, why the kitchen convention?
You're home a little early, aren't you, dear?
Yes, we finished a little earlier than usual this afternoon. What's the matter with the kids? They look as though they...
Dinner won't be ready for half an hour, Jim. I hope you don't mind.
No, I don't mind. I said...
So many things came up this afternoon. I've been busy trying to get them straightened out.
Margaret.
Yes, dear?
What happened?
What do you mean, dear?
I'm being steered away from something. What is it?
Daddy.
I should have known. All right, Kathy, whose window is it this time?
Ours, the one in the garage.
Well, that's a novelty.
I guess it was my fault, too, Dad. I was showing her how to play golf.
I won't ever do it again, Daddy.
Well, you don't have to look so solemn about it. You certainly didn't do it on purpose. Did you?
Oh, no, Daddy.
There's nothing so terrible about breaking a window. Just an accident, that's all.
Jim.
Yes, Margaret?
Do you feel all right, dear?
Sure I feel all right. I feel fine. Why?
I was just wondering.
Father.
Betty. Please.
But, Mother, as long as he feels that way...
Jim, I told her quite definitely that it was out of the question.
What is?
Father, I have to have a new dress. It's for the third act of Camille, and I told the dramatic coach I would, and it's only $17, and it's just beautiful for when she dies.
Who, the coach?
Father, Camille.
Betty, I told you just a few minutes ago...
Just a second, Margaret. If the dress is that important, and Betty promised, well, there's no reason why she can't get it.
Father!
Holy cow.
After all, it's only $17. What's that?
Wait till I tell Janie Liggett.
Jim, are you sure you feel all right?
Never felt better in my life. Margaret, do you know what I did this afternoon?
No, dear, but if you want to lie down...
I beat Jim Hathaway.
That's fine, dear, if you want to lie down for a while before dinner.
Oh, it's pale green, Father, and it's just like pistachio whipped cream.
Fine. Margaret, you don't understand. Jim Hathaway was a 3-1 favorite. He was even money to win the whole tournament. And I beat him. Don't you see what that means? I'm in the semifinals.
Daddy!
Holy cow, Dad, no kidding.
15 years and I finally made it. The semifinals.
With pale makeup and a soft spotlight. Oh, Father, I'm the happiest girl in the world.
Yes, sir, 15 years. And that isn't the best part. Do you know who I have to play? Ed Davis. And if I can't beat him, I'll hang up my shoes.
Why?
What?
Why will you hang up your shoes?
That's just an expression, Kathy. It means I'll give up.
Wearing shoes?
No, Kathy, playing golf.
Gosh, Dad, you might even win the Cub, mightn't you?
I certainly mought. Bud, you should have seen the putts I dropped today. 18 feet, 20 feet, I was the hottest thing on the golf course. If I can just keep it up for 2 more rounds...
Jim, I don't like to interrupt, but if we're ever going to have dinner...
Is it all right if I call Janie, Mother?
Yes, dear.
Come on, Kathy, let's go out in the backyard. I'll show you and Bud how golf should really be played.
Oh, boy.
I get shown first.
Jim, be sure you don't wander off somewhere.
We'll be right here, Margaret.
I'll call you when dinner's ready.
That'll be fine, honey.
Say, Dad, we've been using that old 5-iron you gave me.
Oh, wait a second, Bud. Say, Ed.
Jim, I was just coming over to see you.
Ed, did you hear what I did to Jim Hathaway? It was murder.
I know. They called me from the club. Jim, I've got a terrific favor to ask of you.
Okay. What's the matter with you?
Oh, I've got a cold. The worst cold I've ever had my whole life.
Well, Mr. Davis.
Hello, Kathy. Bud.
Hi.
Don't get too close to me. I'm a walking gerb.
Boy, you certainly picked up a pip.
Jim, would it be all right with you if we postponed our match until Sunday?
Gosh, I don't know, Ed. That's when the finals are supposed to be played.
I know, Jim, but I'm pretty sure I could lick this cold by Sunday. Then I could play the semifinals in the morning and the finals in the afternoon.
Oh, you can you? What happened to me?
Oh, Jim, let's face it. If I can't lick you, I'll hang up my shoes.
Wait a minute.
Oh, I wouldn't ask you, Jim, but this is a big thing in my life. I've been trying to reach the finals for 10 years.
I've been trying for 15.
Oh, Jim, let's not be ridiculous. You don't stand a chance and you know it.
Oh, I don't I?
Oh, why, I could spot you 6 strokes aside and still beat you, but with this cold...
Well, maybe I won't win. But at least I don't go around trying to build up an alibi.
Meaning what?
Meaning I could beat you with or without a cold, and you know it.
Jim, we've been friends for a long time.
That's got nothing to do with it. Golf is golf. And if you can't play tomorrow, you'll forfeit the match.
Oh, that's fine. That's fine after all the things I've done for you.
Ed, you're taking the wrong attitude about this whole thing. I want to beat you fair and square.
Yeah.
But how can I if you let a little thing like a cold get you down?
A little thing? I'm so weak I could hardly see.
Sure, because you aren't trying to fight it.
Jim.
When you get into the house, fix yourself a hot lemonade, take 2 aspirins, and then Concentrate.
Jib,
say to yourself, I haven't got a cold. Never had a cold. I'm too strong and healthy to get a cold. Believe me, it's all in your mind. God bless you.
Thank you.
Remember that guy Kuwe? Every day and every way, I'm getting better and better and better.
Yeah. Whatever happened to him anyway?
He died. But, Ed, it works. I've tried it. You can talk yourself out of practically anything.
Yeah, you sure can. Well, if that's the way you want it, Jim.
Ed, I'm trying to help you.
Okay, I'll be there at the party if they have to carry me on a stretcher.
And don't forget the hot lemonade and aspirin. That'll help, too.
Thanks, Jim. Every day and every way, you've been a great help.
See you tomorrow.
Dad, we aren't going to have much time.
Oh, sure we are. Where's the ball?
We don't have a ball. That's why we had to use rocks.
What happened to that practice ball I gave you? You know, the cotton one.
It's over near the garage.
Well, get it.
We can't. It's stuck in back of a big log.
That's right, Dad. You can't reach it unless we get the log out of the way.
I've never seen a more helpless pair of kids in my life. Is this it?
Uh-huh. Over there, in back.
Bud, I'll lift the log and you reach in for the ball.
Okay, Dad.
Are you ready?
You bet.
One, two, three. Mm.
It's heavy, isn't it, Daddy?
Well, my hands must have slipped. Let's try it again, Bud. Ready?
Right.
One, two, three. Oh!
What's the matter, Dad?
I don't know. Something snapped and I... Oh.
Gosh.
I can't straighten up.
Daddy?
Maybe your suspenders got stuck.
But I don't wear suspenders.
Oh, that's right. I forgot.
Fine son you turned out to be. I'm in mortal agony and you have to make jokes.
I wasn't making any jokes, Dad.
Daddy.
Oh, my back. What is it, Kathy?
I know how you can fix it.
You do, huh?
Sure. All you have to say is, every day in every way, I'm standing upper and upper and upper.
Kathy, do you know what'll happen if I take my belt off?
Uh-huh, your pants will fall down.
The country, you've been seeing good news about coffee in your grocery stores. Maxwell House coffee featured at lower prices. And these days you'll be seeing more of the same good news. Still lower prices on America's favorite brand of coffee. A welcome occasion for everybody. You, your grocer, and Maxwell House too. Now that wonderful good to the last drop flavor is yours to enjoy at the lowest price.